Ooh, we got a rain pace show for you today. Does that mean good or bad?
Ooh.
Or hot or wet?
Well, you know what? The goss is hot and the goss is on fire today.
Ooh, the goss is cometh. She's serving iconic justice. I have some major showbiz announcements.
Mm-hmm. Plus a little mom recap for you, because.
Honey, it's the season of the mom. And some vaccine chats, a possible HIV vaccine on the horizon. Science is an incredible thing, and we will talk about it in a limited capacity.
And are you one of my OnlyFans? Or do you use OnlyFans? I always get confused. To porn or not to porn, that is the question of the week this week.
I'm your OnlyFan, I'll fist you until you ban me. We have some lovely, thoughtful messages from a fister, a chicken, a duck, a condor, and a porpoise. And that means it's time for some
hot goss.
Where did the porpoise get a jello cup?
Forever Dog.
Welcome back, one and all. Hearts gather round for another steaming,
piping,
scalding, serving all hot goss. This, of course, is our weekly chat show where we talk about events in our lives,
gossip,
and politics.
Politics.
And take a deep dive into the DMs. So let's go ahead and get into some
rococo.
How are you doing, Miss Hampton Hannah?
I'm good. I'm not Miss Hampton Honey anymore. I'm Chicago Cecile.
Oh, Chicago Shanice.
Uh-huh. We're doing the Roscoe's 1-2-step Thursday night viewing party, Friday night gig.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's nice.
Favorite bar. It's so much fun.
So much fun. Oh my gosh. And
Nina's there, Baddie's there, Naish is there.
Oh, fabulous.
Blair's there. All the girls.
The doll. You were in the Hamptons though, right?
I was summering there for a week.
What was going on? You just
getting my tits done.
Finally. She finally took the plunge.
I got all those little hairs lasered right off.
She finally.
With laser away.
Shame you couldn't do that with your face.
But give her a round of applause. She tried her hardest. And she can be seen on the pool deck satellite stage in 3 minutes. That's the 3-minute call.
Heather Hampton.
Hamptoning about. It was very nice. It was awesome. I was at my drag daughter's house and they threw a premiere for Everybody's Talking About Jamie.
Oh.
It was such a good movie. They name dropped Bianca and Bianca's in it. It's really funny.
It's not like
cheesy musical. It's good musical. And like, this kid has a hard time with one of his parents.
Uh-huh.
And like, I almost started tearing up because I was like, I come from way too much fucking privilege with my fact that my parents were supportive of me. And like,
yeah,
you know, my mom only took my earrings once. Like,
it was a misunderstanding.
Yeah. So it was like a nice, she hasn't given them back.
She just wanted to borrow them. It wasn't because she didn't want you to be gay.
Yeah. What city in the world are you in?
For the moment, I'm in Los Angeles. At the time of this airing, I will be in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Pittsburgh girl.
Uh-huh. Doing a little boot scoot with Miss Lola LaCroix.
Is it a Candle Lady Summit?
No, I mean, we will be, you know, we will be, smelling scents and checking wick burning times and things like that. Mm-hmm. But
calling the corners.
I'm doing a show in Pittsburgh because Lola's finally back after, you know, taking the required time off during, you know, the troubles. And she's finally back and we're doing an event and I get to do a show in Pittsburgh, which is always really, really fun.
Everybody's
talking about Gemma.
Everybody.
Gemma. Everybody's talking about ya.
Everybody's talking about you with your notepad summer. All of a sudden,
yeah,
she fell on some needles, baby. What is this body with the little zebra pussy patch? Or is that black and white tiger?
It was really hot. It was like a really hot night in the club. So
you just did squats and stuff?
Well, no, I was just like, I'm just gonna wear something really skimpy, which isn't really like me. Since the, you know, season 5. Premiere red carpet. I haven't really done bikini category, but I figured it was very hot. It's the dog days of summer. So I just slipped on, you know, a little zebra slingshot eye patch. And I just went for it.
A little boot. A summer boot.
I mean, it was a toot for me, but I mean, I was wearing a boot.
Yeah, she was booted.
Zebra boot.
She was booted and hopefully tooted later.
Boot, scoot, and boogie.
Can you feel it if somebody touches your ass when you wear that?
When I wear what?
Oh, I'm sorry. All that body. All that body, ma'am.
You mean the zebra bikini? Of course I can feel. I mean, I do. Yes, I was very exposed. I was very nude.
I could see it gasping when you walk.
I have to, you know, be free on stage. I just have to feel unencumbered and just, you know, free to, like, move about. And so I did.
It's good. It's good. Natural.
Some people are saying it's silicone, but I can proudly say no surge, no sill.
No surge, no sill. That was just that weird smile filter on horizontal. That's all it was. Yeah, the body's lovely. The body is lovely.
The body is here, and I am feeling the fantasy.
Courtney Act, our sister, was just name dropped as the body girl on a Bo and Yang BuzzFeed video. Mm-hmm. He said, "I can't my body all out. Who am I, Courtney Act?" Yeah.
Well,
and
she's
we're like, she's the body girl.
She's one of the original girls.
Getting her pussy out on Big Brother.
Yes, she would do that. I mean, I also think of she's definitely, I mean, when I think of body girl, like I think of someone who has had like enhancements. Like I think of Trinity the Tuck. I think of Akira Chanel Davenport. Someone who, I think of Chanel.
Perillo?
She is a body girl. But no, she's I'm talking girl. About Chanel Vegas.
Oh.
But that's what I think of. Courtney
has a body.
Courtney is a sexy. She does have
Courtney
a body.
Knows sexy. Courtney knows
I just
sexy.
Don't think of her as a body girl, but she is one of those girls who will go out nude, like very Violet Chachki. And like,
little zipper on and Steve Madden shoe.
Right. She's like a naked girl. She does naked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Art.
Yeah. Gorge. She's the art pop.
That's our Courtney.
Yes, she knows how to do sexy.
Wait,
I heard that you're a judge now. You're an ordained court barrister.
Honey, I've been judging everybody the whole time.
What is that? So you are the star of a new show called Iconic Justice, starring you as a judge and Matthew Camp. And it was announced last week. And it's coming to OutTV. Tell us about this.
So this is a sequel to the 1993 film Poetic Justice. I play her removed cousin.
What?
I'm kidding.
Wasn't that Janet Jackson?
Mm-hmm. I'm a cousin. on Michael's side. So I'm a judge on this LGBTQIA queer judge show where I adjudicate queer cases that need solving, and it's on OutTV, which I think is on Apple TV, and like you can find it and watch it, and I have such good outfits.
Now, would you say the cases are more real or more fake than like the People's Court or you know?
They were real. There were definitely like tears and stuff, and I got to work with Nicki Monet from The Palace in South Beach.
We love Nicki Monet.
And Slag Wars. It was such a great time on set. Craft service was lovely.
The judgments are real. The plaintiffs are real.
Are queer. And Matthew was there, and it was so fun just like staring at his ass all day. Yeah, so check it out if you need something to watch for a little bit. It's Iconic Justice.
When does it come out?
It's out now.
Oh my gosh. Okay. OutTV.
Operators are sitting by.
I will definitely check that out because I want to see you serve justice with a side of body.
But the body justice girl's here. I want to sell you some things about mom. There's some things with mom going on.
Mom dates. Mom updates. Mom dates sounds like a dating service for like women of a certain age. Mom dates.
That's the opposite of sugar models. Mom dates.
Honey, I'll go on mom dates. I like that. Sounds like an inviting community.
Speaking of mom, we have Miss Jinx Monsoon. Yes.
Uh-huh.
She's, you know, a drag icon, and she's interviewing another drag icon, a cult movie super fan, and pillar of the San Francisco Misfits, Peaches Christ, on Hi Jinx this week.
Hi Jinx.
We love Peaches. We've both worked with her a ton.
Oh, yeah.
Friend of the pod.
We love Ms. Christ, and of course, we love Jinx. And also on Famous this week, I just listened to this one. We've got a little programming shakeup. Priyanka is now, she is doing it solo. She's going solo. And she started a call-in line for everyone to leave her voicemails. So you can call her now. Who's the daddy?
You, 6-6. We'll list the number on our Instagram. You can find it.
Call 661-977-6855.
Speaking of that, Sloppy Seconds has been extra messy this week. Big Dipper and Meatball did an expose on the Demon Twink and how he was getting a rim job on the boat.
Who hasn't?
And Delta Work, Matt Belisai, and Lacey Mosley.
We live. Also, Wanna Be on Top.
The show,
which is truly a love letter to Top Model. And Shay has an encyclopedic knowledge of the show and really knows her Tyra-isms. Why'd you do that, Tyra? They are covering cycle 3 on Wanna Be on Top right now, and they have some amazing guests coming up, so check them out over there.
Hey, even if you get the chop chop, the chop is going over the pond again for Drag Race Holland. Latrice Manila truly are the homes for all things Drag Race International, and they have such great guests to serve as cultural tour guides. I love listening to them.
We love hearing the dolls chop it up. And, of course, Shamara Girls never miss an episode of Very That.
I listened to 4 of them today.
Exactly. Every Monday with Delta and Raja. And you know we're in the height of summer, but Delta is ready for the turn of the season. She's ready for Halloween.
She's so ready.
Very That, it should just be part of your weekly routine every Monday. Don't miss it. So
Raja told a story about taking RuPaul to Santee Alley, honey.
Girl,
it was amazing.
I know, I live.
I love the girls at Mom. We really did that.
We did. All the Mom moms. We live. And we have a rainbow spotlight this week.
Ooh.
All the way from across the pond in the UK. Our rainbow spotlight is Friends by Vicky Bass. Check it out.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or vegan and veggie.
Also, you're going to want to discover the 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
The Factor meals were so great. I love that they came in a recyclable container and with very little waste. And food, delicious. My taste buds had a party.
Exactly. Really good. Really easy to make. Loved it.
Not a lot of cleanup because Factor Meals eliminates the hassle of the prepping, the cooking, and cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff, and you can customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need, and then pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. And if you're looking for gourmet meals, try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
And Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/drag50 and use code DRAG50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code DRAG50 at factormeals.com/DRAG50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is still active.
We are back, and Willem, I just wanted to tell you that you look so beautiful today, just because. I just want to tell you just because.
Oh, that's so nice. And I wanted to tell you that I like your background. It's nice. It seems nice. Just because.
Well, you know, today, Friday, August 27th, is National Just Because Day.
Just because.
It's a day that encourages you to do something that you want to just because.
Just because.
Not because you must or because you need to.
Just because.
Is there anything you do just because?
Yeah, I like do things in threes. I think it's like a little bit of an obsessive compulsive disorder.
Like what? But,
like, if someone wishes me luck, I make them say it three times. Or like sometimes I'll like shut off a light three times. Yeah. So okay. I do that just because I can't really tell people why. Yeah. I just do. I count when I go down the steps. Is there anything you do just because?
Yes. I like to buy flowers just because. Ooh. I think flowers are very beautiful. And they're really pretty. And if I'm by Trader Joe's, I just get some because, like, why not?
You just want to go down to TJ's and grab some blooms.
Mm-hmm. Rosas.
She blooms in TJ.
Rosas.
Rosas. Do you want to get a little political this week?
I think we should. I think we should go into a segment that we call
Let's Get political. Political. I want to get political. What fucking key is this song?
We're never going to find a key. I literally was thinking that. Okay, a lot is happening.
It's
with the
almost
vaccine.
Harmony. It was almost harmony.
Well, we need four girls to sing three-part harmony because she just drifts over. Have you seen Girls Five Eva?
No.
It's
no, kinda, but I've heard about it.
It's very cute. Never mind. Okay, so there's a lot going on with the vaccines. Listen up. Pfizer's COVID vaccine is FDA approved. So don't believe everything you read.
A warning.
Now. There's certain populations of people that are being approved to get booster shots after their first round of vaccine doses to protect against the Delta variant in the U.S. If you can get it, because the Delta one was not like Delta Airlines. There was no platinum status, honey. It was not fun.
No.
COVID has turned into such a massive political issue, and it's polarizing and like separating families. Like, I had to bite my tongue when I went home because someone was there, and I was like, you're not vaccinating your kids? And I was just like, ugh. You have to keep it out of the family if you want to, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's a wreck. But the moral of the story is, if you're listening to us, go out there and get vaccinated. and get a booster if you're eligible. Honey, I'll get a booster right now. Do you got a booster?
Honey, I don't do that anymore. I don't boost.
Do you have a Joel Kim booster?
I don't. Everyone should, though.
I know, right? This is also exciting news. Moderna is starting trials for an HIV vaccine. Mama, Kiki. Moderna is reportedly ready to start trials for an HIV vaccine based on the same mRNA technology used in the company's COVID-19 vaccine, according to information posted on the National Institute of Health's clinical trials database. Trials are expected to start in August 2021 and completed by spring of 2023. Mm-hmm. Okay. Work. That's good news.
There's a little bit more. With these trials, Moderna is hoping to prove its mRNA vaccines can produce broadly neutralizing antibodies, a type of immune response that researchers believe can neutralize HIV strains globally. I mean...
Yes. And the quote here says, think about the people who die of HIV every year. The people who aren't alive because they don't have the amazing therapy available in this country. CEO Stéphane Boncel told Insider. According to UNAIDS.org, 680,000 plus people have died from AIDS-related illnesses and 1.5 million individuals contracted HIV in 2020. So this is a big deal. And I'm really glad to see it. Finally, this has, I mean, how long have we been battling HIV and AIDS? Not only in like the LGBT community, but like worldwide, it's like a huge problem.
Yeah, worldwide.
A lot of years. So it's really great to see. And I'm glad they're finally, you know, getting a move on. Thank you, Moderna.
Yay, Moderna. I had Moderna. Heard this service called
I
Mr.
am not Moderna.
What is it?
There was that song called I Am Not Madonna. I am not Madonna.
I do it with Madonna.
Oh, that was Roxy on All Stars. And I did it. Yes, I did it. Better than Madonna.
There's a service called Mister, called MISTR.com, where you can get free prep. Mm-hmm. They hired me to do a video, and then they didn't like the video. So I was like, it's fine. Don't worry. This is not a paid endorsement.
Low quality vids.
This is not a paid endorsement by any means, but they give out free prep.
Did you shoot it in horizontal instead of vertical?
No, I had COVID and I was trying to film it, and like it was just a low energy video. I couldn't collab with anybody. It was like not one of my prouder moments.
Okay.
And they were like, no. You pushed through. They're like, you hit all the bullet points, and I was like, what do you want me to do? They're like,
you're like in bed with like a towel wrapped around your head and like a thermometer in your mouth and your nose is
red lipstick just like, scrawled on.
Get the
just bottom
get
lashes.
The service. It'll make you healthy.
That was basically me, but they are a good site, and they if you can get on prep for free, there's no reason you shouldn't. It's just another way to protect yourself.
Absolutely. Thank you for that. And why don't we go ahead and take a break? And we have more stunning, scalding Gossingtons for you. When will you come right back?
Meet me at the water cooler. Oh, why are we back? We're back. We're just having a little editorial chat at the water cooler. You know us, girls. Just chit-chatting.
Yeah, and we have to tell you, in case it bears repeating, we are not a news outlet. So this is an editorial chat that's called Let's Get Editorial. Editorial. I want to get editorial.
None of this is factual.
I mean, some of it's actually reading. We're reading things off a page that may or may not be
fact. This is a fact, and it comes from Variety. It says, OnlyFans bans porn and then doesn't. OnlyFans dropped plans to ban pornography from its service less than a week after the UK content creator subscription site had announced the change, citing the need to comply with policies of banking partners. On Wednesday, the company said it secured assurances necessary to support our diverse creator community, suggesting that it has new agreements with banks to pay OnlyFans content creators instead of those who share sexually explicit material, including those who share sexually explicit material.
Yes.
Thank you for making your voice is heard. We have secured assurances necessary to support our diverse creator community and have suspended the planned October 1 policy change, the company said on Twitter. And OnlyFans stands for inclusion, and we will continue to provide a home for all creators, the company said. I'm happy about this because I was going to have to like move all my shit to just for fans or something, and they charge 30% instead of 20%. So
yeah,
I'm glad that didn't happen.
This is fabulous news, and this is a huge victory for, I mean, yes, of course, the sex worker community.
Yeah.
Because sex work is work. It's important work. It's important work to make this fucking world go round.
Everybody needs porn.
Yes. But also, this is a huge victory for, like, freedom of speech, freedom of expression, like, the places are disappearing where you are free to post kind of whatever the fuck you want. Those places are quickly disappearing. I mean, TikTok hates fags. Yes, TikTok hates fags. TikTok hates faggots.
Jojo Guad's got some of his TikToks, like the Prince of Twerk, his like flagged for being gay, and it's like, The girls were less. What is he doing wrong? Just because he's a boy? The male gaze.
I keep your eye on that very popular platform.
Are you on it?
Because, well, I mean, kind of. I've used it once or twice. But no, it's like, I don't know how to use it, and like it's, I don't know how to use it.
Me neither. But I put two TikToks up.
Oh, good.
She talks the tick.
Look at us. We're so, you know what? We're moguls of media. That's what
Girl,
we are.
Girl, we're
do you know what we are, babe?
Moguls.
We're moguls of media.
Moguls of media.
Oh, my God. How many social media platforms are you on?
15.
How many social media 15. Platforms are coming over tonight?
And I'm taking a day trip to Media, Pennsylvania. To do all my social media. Because what? We're girls from Pennsylvania, babes.
You know, I just did a painting with mixed media. I did. I was using paints. I was using ink. I was using hodgepodge.
Hodgepodge. Put some hodgepodge.
This is a huge victory. Freedom of speech is disappearing. It's why I love our podcast. We're able to pretty much speak our truth from our experience.
Yeah,
I
have a little question about speaking truth. So I may have done it. I may have spoken my opinion, which some people were offended by about Silky on our last podcast. And I think I did highlight some negatives, but I also tried to pinpoint some great moments that she did too. But there was nothing else to talk about. She was in the whole episode. And when we talk about a lip sync, we talk about the two people in it. So of course, when there was a lot of negative about Silky. I didn't mean to like bash the girl. I'm friends with her. I don't know if she saw her or got mad or whatever, but like two people online, including someone I like, was like, you really gave it to her. I kind of agree, but still. And I was like, okay, Brandon, you're fine. So I'm glad that you're just talking to me. But I just wanted to be like, I wanted to apologize if anybody got mad at that. You know, we're just drag queens armchair quarterbacking. Well, it's not that important. It's drag.
Yes, and I think that we stand behind anything that we say in the sense that
we'd like, say it to their face.
We would say it in the room with the people we're talking about.
And then make sure she heard you. You hear that, bitch?
Yes. That is ugly the operation wig. Operation we are running here. And the difference between us and some of the people who are like sending some hateful, horrible death threat nonsense online is that they would never in a million years have the gall to say anything like that to anyone in real life. So it's like a big difference. Like these are our colleagues. Yes. These are our sisters. we've been through the experience that they've been through. And like, sometimes we say harsh shit to each other, but please don't take that as license to like do the same. If you are hiding behind like a fake.
Yeah, don't, you know, please. We're licensed unprofessionals. Okay. We know what we're doing here. don't just go talking shit out of your mouth with your five followers. I get mad. I check someone's profile. They have five followers. And I was like,
well, because it's a fake account.
And then I realized someone made an account just to make people mad. Because yes, everything they wrote was negative. And I was like, you don't need to look at this. Don't give it the power. But I just want...
It's very creative, I will say that. Like, but it astonishes me the amount of time and energy that... I don't know who these people are. I don't have enough minutes in my day to create a new Instagram account every time I want to say something. So luckily we have a podcast where we can just say, you know, what we need to say.
And we can see, we
stand behind it.
We can see what we need to see too, because this spelunking adventure is...
See something?
Fee-fumpy. Do you hear it?
Do you see something?
Fee-fumpy. Fee-fumpy.
Is that the new one?
That's the new see something. Fee-fumpy. According to Miss Delta Work on the buried app. Girl, get on your waders. Whoa. This cave looks wet, honey. And I see a bioluminescent toad, bitch.
Hold on. We have to take a break first. And then we'll get into it. Right?
I don't know.
Right, Will? Okay.
Usually Dipper just pulls her choke collars, Will.
Wait, I heard, before we go to break,
tell me.
I heard some really weird dog animal noises, and I think it was coyotes.
Oh, wow.
Yesterday. I think Maria they were Bello, like eating
Tyra Banks.
The coyotes from Coyote Ugly.
Piper Parabo.
No, we heard this horrible noise and it sounded like a bunch of dogs barking, but when we got like closer, like we opened the window and listened, it was like coyotes, and they were like in a pack and like doing something crazy. I think they were eating something that was like crying and screaming. We couldn't see it, but we could like hear it. It was like right over there.
It was my career.
It was really scary.
I'm so sorry.
So, well, watch out for the coyotes when we go spelunking when we come right back.
Uh-huh. Wait, that dingo ate my Maury. Bitch, I just talked to her.
Good, but I pity the dingo. I mean, he's those synthetic fibers.
Bitch.
Well, now we are back. And keep your voice down. I don't want any of the stalactites or stalagmites to fall down.
It'll be a stalag loose.
Yes. This is, of course, the moment where we go
deep
inside
the deep drowns.
Indeed. This first message comes from D. It says, hello, Alaska, Willarama, Deeper, and Teat Spot guest. Longtime listener. I love the pod. The whole mom network helps me get through my week. Anyway, I was just listening to your Friday episode and thought you guys might be interested in learning that the Seattle-Tacoma is one of the first four cities in the U.S. accepting Afghan refugees. People in Seattle can help with airport pickups, meal trains, and more. And it says, the Lutheran Immigration Refugee Service, LIRS, is the largest faith-based nonprofit dedicated to serving vulnerable immigrants, asylum seekers, and refugees in the U.S. Simply put, they resettle refugees, reunite children and parents, and rekindle the American dream. You can go to www.lirs.org if you want to contribute. And this nice young man contributed a lovely picture to go with this website.
Yes, this is really great information. And D, we thank you for sharing this with us. LIRS.org, if you are in Seattle. So we'll put that in the description information of this podcast episode. But I can see why his name is D.
Honey, all the D.
What the fuck?
D and D. That dick.
What the fuck is going on this good day?
It's halfway past his belly button. He's doing Laganja's season 6 promo photo pose with the arms.
He is.
The room has art. The sheets look clean. It might be a hotel.
It looks like a hotel.
Hotels bring out the horror for sure.
Crisp white sheets, the kind of generic painting on the wall, a wood oak mahogany backboard.
Now, is that a burnished oak or a polished oak?
Oh, I saw the oak and it was burnished.
Honey, you should burnish that at me. Giant cock ring separating the barrels. And a lovely rainbow accent wristband. It's a ball stretcher.
Oh.
A big metal ball stretcher.
Okay. Yes, it looks like some sort of space age technology wrapped around his testicular area, and then the balls are poking out the very bottom.
Imagine like a silver tennis ball, but you cut the top and the bottom off. That's how thick it is too. It's nice.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on.
We thank you for sharing this with us.
Oh my God! Yes, we do.
The picture and also the information about LIRS.org.
I'm clenched.
Our next message comes from Tom. Dear Dig Ripper, Walaska Blunderfuck, Philum Belli, and distinguished guest, longtime listener, first time drag tot.
Oh, hi!
Hi! My name is Tom, and I want to start by saying, Big Dipper, how dare you call Alaska ugly? Thank you. Thank you. That feels so nice to hear. Consider this the first wave before a tsunami of complaint emails to the Mom Network. I agree. With that out of the way, I was wondering about Alaska's aversion to Drag Race spoilers, as mentioned in previous episodes. I recently rewatched her episodes hosting the Pit Stop and wanted to know how she felt about knowing the All-Stars 3 storylines ahead of time, especially Shangela's robbery. Oh. Also, has she or Willem ever had any other storylines spoiled for them that they were pissed about knowing? Lots of love to you and all. And sorry, no dick pic as I'm a mere drag tot. Thanks, Tom.
So you knew the season 3 outcome before it was over.
Yes, there was a time when I was the host of the Pit Stop and I would see a bunch of episodes ahead of time, which was torturous for me. I like to watch it along with the fans and the, you know, because I'm a huge fan of the show, but it was also a great opportunity to get to do the Pit Stop. So I took it. It was part of the job.
Changed a lot of lives.
Change a lot of people's lives.
I've never had a storyline that was like revealed that spoiled it for me because I kind of already knew whatever.
You know everything about every season. You get the juice directly from the spout as soon as it happens.
I mean, there are whispers in the Willems.
I think that it probably happens because, first of all, a lot of people borrow things from the Borrowed Blessings Bureau, your style house.
We don't talk about our clients.
Okay. No, we don't. There's discretion involved, but it is a well-known fact. It is a well-known fact that a lot of high-end clientele borrow things to wear on TV shows about drag. That is a well-known fact. And perhaps when they come home, they return things to you. And perhaps you have conversations regarding the goings on. So how'd it go, girl?
How'd it go? Grab me that hanger over there.
You're back kind of soon. Sooner than I thought.
Oh, my God. I have some things that are held hostage at PEG right now. Jiggly told me they're in a box in Burbank. I was like, I don't want to have to go there. I'll go with the bat.
I could get them for you. I'm like there all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I might. That'd be great because I want these earrings. Somebody told her, she's like, she was in the Hamptons with me. She's like, you know, I don't listen to podcasts, but someone said something. They said that I had your earrings. And I was like, you do, bitch. She told me who her snatch game was going to be. It was so funny. I'm so sad we didn't get to see it.
Are you allowed to say or no?
I don't think she would be mad because she's not going to be on All Stars right now. She's done, I think. But it was... I know. It was going to be great. And she did a little bit of it for me. It was going to be Sickening.
Oh my God. Well, who knows? I have a feeling we haven't seen the last of Miss Jiggly Caliente.
And since she wasn't going to wear a wig. And she was just going to do the two little like mustache things and the triangle goatee and just be super gay. And I was like, Jiggles, please do a YouTube. I would die.
That's really funny.
Yeah. And I had Izzy Uncut at the Hampton show for Everybody's Talking About Jamie because I met her doing A Star Is Born This Way with you at $3 Bill. So
she's tremendous.
They were like, who do you want? And I was like, we need a dancing girl. Let's get Miss Izzy. Very, very nice. Loved her.
She will pull a stunt. I believe in Star Is Born, she did like a flip and the wig switched.
The best hair reveal. Yeah, it was the best hair reveal I'd ever seen. She was doing back handsprings on like slate. It was like slate by a koi fountain up some stairs. Oh, she was they were death dropping. Her and Brie Bordeaux.
We love Brie Bordeaux. Mm-hmm. She was there. I was hanging out with her in Fire. Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
I was the pool party diva. I jumped in the pool at the end of my number.
Honey, I saw. Honey, Candace caning about. The you got out of the skimmed. Pool and said, Honey, I'm as free as the water in this pool, honey.
I'm as salty in the water in this pool. this next message comes from Ruth. Ruth says, Dear Alaska Willem and Dipper, I have been listening to Race Chaser from the beginning, and I absolutely loved Page Podge. Learning about drag pageants got me interested in a local pageant here in Eugene, Oregon, called the Slug Queen Competition.
Can I enter?
Damn. Contestants can be any age, gender, or size, and they compete in four categories: costume, talent, Q&A, and bribery. You can enter. Wow. Every contestant is invited to bribe early and bribe often with the judges. Bribe bags are distributed on the day of the contest and may include crafts, food, and probably money. No one knows for sure. My question is, would you ever consider adding a bribery element to Drag Queen of the Year? There you can see photos of reigning queen, Galaxia Cosmos. Best wishes, Ruth. I don't know what that last part was.
Well, I
you
like
wanna
it.
You want to ask bribery?
I like it as a... I love the idea. I don't want to add it to my page because... Oh my God.
Is that the
a
coyote?
Bird just flew into the window.
I heard it.
But it lived to tell the tale. I saw her fly.
Oh, that was a whippoorwillum. It was a whippoorwillum.
It was a dove. It flew into the window.
Oh, there's 999 more coming from above.
I asked you for 1,000 doves. This is not a lot to ask. I counted them. There are not 1,000. There aren't even 999. Okay, I'm not going to add bribery because that would get so messy. I can only imagine.
Yeah, no.
And there'd probably be drugs in the bag. And
probably, honey.
The judging panel is usually on too many drugs to begin with. Present company included.
It's a fun show.
It is. It's a really fun show. Yeah. And I want to check out the Slug Queen competition in Eugene, Oregon. That sounds amazing.
I wanna go. I wanna win something. I never win.
Will you read this last one? Yeah. Cause I wanna get to the pictures because
I'd love to.
I see something.
You fee-fum-fee? This comes from FP. Hi, Willem, Alaskod, and Big Pepper. Huge friend and fan of the pod here. I want to keep this email short. I want to keep this email short and sweet, but I absolutely have to tell you, I love listening to you three every week. My question is this. What are some personal investments or side business that you've made throughout your careers? And what advice would you give for someone who wants to invest or start their own business? I followed a lot of the dolls over the years, but very seldom have I heard a queen talk in depth about a side gig she may have, you know? Like some queens do brand deals and sell merchandise, but outside of the drag business, do the dolls dabble in anything else? Maybe an investment property in Lauderdale? Girl, I have no idea, but I'm nosy and have an appreciation for a businesswoman, so hopefully you two will have some input. Thanks in advance for reading and answering my questions. I'm going to be gagged if I hear this on the pod! A fist pig from the Midwest. I've attached a picture of some puppeteering I recently was a recipient of. If you listeners catch my drift, I thought Willem might appreciate it after seeing something similar in Suckless, where there's a Willem, there's a way. And to answer the popular question, no, it doesn't hurt. Also included is a little something for Alaska and Big Dipper's viewing pleasure. Pre-ordering My Name's Yours, What's Alaska Now? At www.chronicle.com/Alaska.
Wait a second. Why do you think I'm not interested in the fisting picture? Or is he saying that you're interested in the fisting picture and I'm interested in the dick picture?
Well, he'd be wrong because I'm interested in both.
When it comes to novelty acts, I find fisting to be fascinating. Honey, fisting is fabulous.
At 50.
Thank you so much for sending the, and thank you for, you know, getting fisted. I mean, my gosh, that takes skill, dedication, planning.
I think he's watching a Christmas special on the television too. I see a red
Dolly Parton
velveteen off the shoulder number with.
I see Dolly Parton on the TV right above that giant dick.
Yeah, that is Dolly. I thought it was too. The dick is lovely. The ass seems welcoming.
Yes.
Welcome in.
You could park a whole fist in there.
Honey.
Do you
Man
have
Chop
any...
is playing along.
Do you have any... Oh, hi, kids.
Man Chop fist along. I've had many a side hustle. I used to book Go-Go Boys for about a dozen years at a dozen or so clubs. There's some other side hustles going on that are like always in hustle that I'm trying to make more of a hustle. I have my Airbnb in Palm Springs. That's kind of like I'm trying to do more with that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
What about you? Do you have any side hustles?
I mean, I feel like all I do is sort of side. Like there's a lot of diversity.
You can side hustle. You can cha-cha. You can merengue.
Tonight on Australia's Dancing with the Stars. it's the side hustle.
Side hustle with Roxanne Debris.
I feel like I have a lot of side hustles and I have a lot of diverse sort of things that I work on, because that's why I love drag, is that it affords me the opportunity to sort of dip my toes into anything that I want to.
Author, actress, podcastress.
Candles, merchandising, podcasting, live shows. I mean, but to answer your question, it all comes back to drag for me. I kind of wish I had a business that had nothing to do with drag, but honestly, like, drag is probably the only thing I'm really good at. So, I guess that's why everything that I do has to do with drags.
I mean, you are.
But thank you for getting fisted.
Yeah, thank you for getting fisted. If you're fisting or, thinking about fisting, you can send us questions about it if you'd like, or a question about anything really, to racechaserpodcast@gmail.com. We'll give you unqualified advice and maybe talk about it on air.
And as always, we thank you so much for fistening to Hot Goss. As always, we have exciting bonus video content available on patreon.com/Willem. Just search using the hashtag racechaser and leave some coins on the dresser. And we do mean coins. You can get them for like a dollar. We just released an exclusive sit down we did with Nogue, a magazine, about some iconic fashion looks from our past. It's very elegant, very professional, handscapes. Mm-hmm. We love it.
Love it. And we'll continue to release some of those Patreon contents we did from the 2009 to 2020 for free on YouTube. So go to our YouTubes and subscribe and hit that bell icon for both
2009.
Alaska.
2009.
That was 2019.
2009. Sorry. We got old Patreon content.
This is my fifth city and sixth city tour. I don't even know what year I'm in.
You're doing great.
So sign up for our YouTubes and find out when new videos come out. And we would love you for it.
You can also follow us on Instagram @Willem@TheOnlyAlaska5000, @RaceChaserPod, and @MomPodcasts.
And the link on Instagram for Race Chaser Pod also has lots of resources and places to donate money in support of the Black Lives Matter movement, and a link to AAPIP.org to help combat increased anti-Asian violence.
Get the vax, wear a mask, wash your hands, stay safe and healthy out there.
You know what I was doing when I was washing my hands at the airport? I was practicing like some hand Vogue work, because I'm trying to learn to Vogue, because I want to learn more about the art of drag.
I love that.
Yeah, and I got double jointed knuckles work. So I think I'm halfway there. We're going to be back next week though anyway with more
piping,
steaming,
scalding,
boiling.
Ha. Hot goss. Goss.
Love That's your hot goss. Goss.
Hot Goss is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is graciously provided by ATF Enterprises.
This goss is hot.